Arizona Guy Pitti here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, welcome to another delicious Saturday afternoon. We are coming to you live from one of the great culinary and cocktail destinations in all of Southern Arizona. And friends of the foothills, you're going to want to get yourself over here right now because the party is getting underway right now. Welcome to On the Menu Live. We are broadcasting live from Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Kolb and Sunrise. All the stars are coming in right now, helping us to libate as we do every Saturday at 5 o'clock. Thank you so much for tuning in to 104.1 KQTH. It is an honor for me, as always, to be here having a bite and a beverage with you. Well, speaking of beverages, our celebrity co-host is a guy I don't believe has ever been on the show before. His business partner is a regular fixture on this show whenever we're talking about spectacular suds in all of Southern Arizona. But here's a guy who knows the business of brew better than anyone I think that I've ever met. He is the co-owner and general manager of 1055 Brewing Company. My good friend, Chris Squires, is in the house, everybody.
Hello, Matt.
How you doing, brother?
I am great. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, you know, I've started the broadcast with a Commoner Dirty Martini, house pickle juice, Aylesbury duck vodka, house pickle, and blue cheese olive garnish. So, of course, I'm doing great, man.
That is a great start.
So, I got to tell you, this community is all abuzz about what you and your partner, J.P. Viborni, have done at 1055 Brewing Company. You had this vision to really bring the idea of 1055 down to a much bigger footprint downtown. And you want to create an opportunity, Chris Squires, to invite all of the people in the brewery community across the state of Arizona to get involved. JP was on our show last February talking about the launch of this new equity offering. How are things going now?
That's true. It's going great. That vision that you mentioned took a little while to refine, right? It's been 3 years now. We started, JP and I always knew that what we wanted to do was to open a brewery in downtown Tucson and to have a production brew pub, brew enough beer to push beer all around Southern Arizona and beyond. But we didn't think, starting off as two homebrewers who maybe didn't have that knowledge, that expertise, we didn't think we had the ability to do that right off the bat. So we started small. We did a stepping stone. We're very much on an industrial part of town right now. It's been 3 years. We're brewing on a small scale. We've been doing that for a while, and we've had great success. We're making great beer and getting great reviews. And so the next step, the natural evolution of that, is for us to do that larger project downtown. And so that's what we're fundraising for right now.
And you said when you set sail 3 years ago, Tucson's thirsty. You had this mantra. That is the guiding spirit behind everything that you and JP do. Tucson's thirsty. And you frankly said, you know, a little bit ago, we had no idea how thirsty Tucson was.
Yeah, that's true. The Tucson market has absolutely exceeded our expectations. We started off with, we thought, being at Palo Verde and 44th down there, we thought we were going to be making beer and selling it to bars and restaurants only, right? We have a very small space on site where someone can come down and have a beer. In fact, a few months into our business, we had to expand and knock down the wall next door and make room because people were coming down to our space,
right,
this industrial space, you know, on the south side of Tucson, looking to have our beer fresh from the tap. So absolutely, the market is thirsty, and we are very grateful to be part of the exploding beer scene here in town.
And there are a lot of people that are grateful to be a part of your exploding scene when it comes to 1055, because you issued this call, and man, you guys had a response.
That's absolutely true. So to sum up our offering in a nutshell, we are raising money. We're taking on investors through a brand new law that was just passed a few months ago in Arizona that allows us to raise money and to advertise our investment offering in our local community here. And we've been doing that for just a matter of weeks, and we've raised $350,000.
Wow. Yeah. That is no small chunk of change.
Yeah.
Now, you say you raise money. These are investments. So these are people that are excited about what you and JP bring to the table because, yes, you're brewers, but you're also businessmen. And you want to help provide an opportunity for people here across the state of Arizona to share in the success of the business that you guys created.
That's absolutely true. When we do, there's we had our choice of a bunch of different ways to try and raise money to accomplish this project downtown, right? So one of those ways was to do something like a Kickstarter or something like that, where we're bringing right. in people who are donating money, and maybe they're going to get some sort of return. There's nothing wrong with that method, but it wasn't for us. We wanted buy-in. We wanted people who are going to be personally and financially invested in the success of 1055 Brewing. And so that's really what we're looking for is business partners, people who believe in craft beer, who believe in that movement in southern Arizona and on a larger scale. So, yes, you're absolutely right. People who invest money in 1055, it's not simply they will not have, I mean, maybe they will also have their name on the wall, right? But that's not, but they will also own a piece of our company, and they will be business partners with us. That is 100% true.
And the entire opportunity is available for, you know, any of our listeners that are intrigued by the potential, by the promise that you've laid out, can actually go online and read the entire story and get a sense of what the offering looks like. Where can they go to find out more information?
Yeah, they can go to, so our website is 1055brewing.com. That's numeric, so it's 1055brewing.com. The investment portal of that piece is invest.1055brewing.com. And once they create a username and a password, they can log in and see my prospectus. It took us a couple years to really refine our business plan and figure out exactly what we wanted to do and the best and to outline the best plan to do that. And they can download that and read through it. And, of course, all our contact information is in there, too. So if they have questions, they can call us, and we'll talk through it. So, yeah, looks great.
Invest.1055brewing.com. is the destination for all the information to get to become a part of this exciting story with Chris Squires. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the general manager of 1055 Brewing Company. Now, I see that you are drinking probably some of your own product. What do we got going on here, Chris?
Well, we have to do a little quality control occasionally. So
yes, we do.
Tonight, I brought with us, you're drinking our oatmeal raisin brown ale.
Oh, this is the one I heard about. You guys partnered with a firefighting group.
True story.
This is exciting.
Yep, this one is so golden raisins and oats, very smooth, creamy mouthfeel, and the raisins absolutely come through. This one, I think, tastes like an oatmeal cookie. It is dessert in a glass. It's
yes,
delicious.
Please. Yeah. You know, we sometimes like to begin our broadcast on the back end and start with a dessert.
Sure.
And move our way.
Do it backwards.
Exactly. Now, is the oatmeal raisin brown ale still on tap down there, or you're getting down to the bottom of the barrel there?
It is. We've got it for a little bit down at the tap room at our brewery on site. A few other places you can find it around town. Tap and Bottle, notably, right now, has got it still on tap.
We got about 40 seconds before we go to our first commercial break. Did I see on your Facebook page a picture of you and Governor Doug Ducey? He was holding a growler of 1055.
That's true. I gave him some beer. Yeah. He, long story short, he signed the legislation that lets us raise money this way, that lets us appeal to the community at large and bring in money that way. That's a brand new thing in Arizona that's never been done before. We're the first company to use this law. So we are for better or worse, we're blazing a trail through this. And so he signed that legislation, and so we went down to thank him.
Beautiful.
And to buy him a beer.
Absolutely beautiful. Now, inquiring minds want to know, Chris Squires, what beer at 1055 is worthy enough for the chief executive of the Grand Canyon State? What beer did you introduce Doug Ducey to from 1055?
You know, it was our flagship. It was our Leap Pale Ale.
Had to be.
I figured he was a hop guy, so
absolutely.
We went that way.
Anyway, Chris Squires from 1055 Brewing Company, thanks so much for co-hosting today. We're going to have a great rest of the hour. Thanks so much.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, certainly no stranger to our audience, the author of The Lost Restaurants of Tucson, Rita Conley, is going to be joining us with some information about an event that all of my fellow foodies in southern Arizona do not want to miss, and you don't want to miss one delicious bite. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Phillips Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of happiness here for our live show at Commoner & Co., southeast corner of Kolb and Sunrise. We are getting knee-deep in great cocktails and great specialty signature suds from our celebrity co-host, the general manager of 1055 Brewing Company, the Honorable Chris Squires, is back with us.
Thank you.
Having a great time, man.
Great time.
This oatmeal raisin brown ale is just, I think it must be a hole in the bottom of my glass. It's just, it's one of those funny glasses.
Yeah.
But anyway, our next guest, as I said, certainly no stranger to our audience. She graces us with her presence every time we talk about great food, great beverages, great cocktails, and it's always so much fun to have local food writer and fellow foodie Rita Connolly back with us.
Hey, Matt. Glad to be back.
Nice to see you, girl.
It's good to see you.
Now, you have been so busy.
I have been.
With this book, The Lost Restaurants of Tucson, and I am so excited for your success. Now, did I see just yesterday that at Mostly Books, it was the
number one best-selling book of the week.
Huge, awesome. Rita Connolly. Yeah. Absolutely huge.
Yeah. It was. I just popped in to see, you know, and I said, well, how's it doing? And they said, oh, it's the number one seller. So I thought, this is great.
You know, if anyone has not had a chance to pick up The Lost Restaurants of Tucson, it is a great book that chronicles all the great stories, the great families, the spirit of the great restaurants that used to be right here in Tucson, but sadly are no more. Yeah. And part of the fun, I think, Rita, about writing this is you get to reacquaint yourself with some of the great dishes
that's true
that we all sort of grew up on. And when I heard about this event coming up on June 10th, I thought, this is what's missing. We have this imagination of sort of this yesteryear with these great restaurants, and now we have the opportunity to taste these great iconic dishes from these closed restaurants again. What's happening on June 10th?
Okay, so on June 10th at the Carriage House, Janos and Devin and the crew are putting on dinner called the Lost Restaurants of Tucson Dinner. And what we're going to be doing is Janos has gathered four chefs, including himself, I'm going to have a five-course dinner, wines to match, appetizers, and they're from all the neat old restaurants in Tucson. There's going to be Janos, of course, and Jerome's is going to be represented, and Fuego, and La Palomino, and Terracotta.
And Terracotta. Some of the greatest restaurants of years gone by.
And some of the best stories from the book, to be honest with you, Matt. They were really, when I talked with them, they had really, you know, great stories to tell on their food. This will be their food and right there. You know?
So the way I understand you, the way this event is organized, is it's a five-course meal.
Five courses.
Every course is a different dish from a different restaurant from long ago.
Right, and somebody from the restaurant will be there. For the first course, it's going to be Alan Zeman's going to be there, and they're going to be, he's not going to be preparing it, but the kitchen is, and it's going to be the crispy soft shell crab with polenta with salsa fresca butter sauce.
The Z-Man, I will tell you from experience, no one does soft shell crab better than the Z-Man.
I can't
seriously.
Wait. I can't wait. And then round two will be the shrimp maruca. Now, we don't have an exact description of that just yet, but it is from Palomino, which is kind of older school. But Jimmy Geek will be there, and Jimmy is just a great.
You gotta be kidding me! You got someone from the Geekus family?
Yeah, I think we'll have two people from the Geekus family.
Oh my gosh.
Jeannie and Jimmy both, I think, are going to be there.
I had my high school prom dinner at the Palomino.
That's really kind of so it's really that part's really neat. And then Janos will be preparing a bacon wrapped quail with pork carnitas, green corn tamale pie, and squash sauce, which should be great.
I love it when Janos Wilder and Devin Sanner get together.
Oh,
I
yeah.
just those guys are rock stars in yeah. this community. Seriously.
Yeah. And then along comes Murph from Jerome's. Marianne will be there too, Marianne Baines, and they're gonna make the blackened prime rib with béarnaise sauce and twice baked tasso cheese potato. Now, when we started planning this meeting, we were sitting there talking, and this is the dish that Janos said he had so long ago that he still tastes, that he still craves.
Janos said that?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I love it.
So I'm really looking forward to that one. That'll be a really great one. And then Donna and it's going to be the Donna Norden, along with Don.
Sure.
And they're going to, that from Terracotta, it's going to be the chocolate mousse pot pie.
Oh,
yes.
You really have gone into the archive of excellence there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be really, really cool. And the neatest part about it is part of the proceeds are going to be going to the Tucson Museum of Art Historic Block because they're doing all these renovations and they're trying to raise some money. And about 2 weeks before there was an article in the paper about it, and I thought, wow, this would be really great because Janos, the original Janos, was in the Stevens House, which is part of the historic block.
Right, right.
La Cazuela, which was another restaurant in the 20s, was in the Fish House. So I thought, let's see what happens. And I ran it past Janos, and they were all for it. And the Tucson Museum of Art is very excited about being a part of this.
Oh, they're for
really,
sure.
Really
Absolutely.
Excited.
Now, this event is going to be at the Carriage House.
At the Carriage
you know,
House.
If there was a community center for food and the culinary arts downtown.
Isn't it amazing?
It's like I say, if there's a community center for the beer scene downtown,
right.
you know, it's 1055 when they move down there. This vision for what they have in mind
right.
is a community center. Now, how can people get tickets? We have about
okay.
another minute
all right.
left.
The tickets are $125 for the dinner. If you want to buy a book with it, it's $150. And you can get a hold of Megan at Janos at Carriage House right now. And the only way you can call her at 615-6100, or you can email her at Megan, that's Megan, at Janos.com.
Okay, let's do it again. Megan is the one you need to call for tickets. It's 615-6100.
Yes.
Or you can shoot her an email at Megan, no H, Megan, Megan at Janos, of course, Janos.
Yes.
.com.
Yes.
Get your tickets before they sell out. This is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of event, I think you're never going to see anywhere
I know,
else.
And I'm just, the only problem I have is what I'm going to wear. That's the only issue that I have.
Well, you better wear a hat because all the ladies seem to be wearing hats here.
Okay, I think
because
I
of Derby Day. But anyway, Rita Conley with the Lost Restaurants of Tucson.
Thanks for having me,
Thank
Matt.
You so much.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On your
Thank
success.
You.
And we'll hope to see you downtown on June the 10th.
I'll be there. I'll be selling books that
you'll
night.
Be selling, and books are going to be there. And you can't go to the dinner without buying a book.
Well, that's exactly right.
It completes
right.
the experience.
That's exactly right.
Anyway,
too.
I love it, Rita. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be celebrating the flavors of the season. We're going to be talking with Executive Chef Ginny Wooters of Commoner & Co., who just launched a new seasonal menu, and you want to hear her walk us through the excellence as she has created it for all of you to see and to taste. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's?
Tino's Pizza. Open daily at 6610 East Tancredi Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is the Matt Russell Broadcasting Live, just surrounded by great beers and great cocktails and great energy. Lots of lovely ladies walking in here with their beautiful hats.
Yep, maybe.
Our celebrity co-host, Chris Squires, the general manager, co-owner, and partner of 1055 Brewing Company. What'd you think of that martini that I just shared with you?
That was delicious. I am a beer guy.
Yes, you are.
But that was pretty good.
Yeah, well, speaking of delicious and very impressed, what a great segue that is. Mm. Because our next guest is probably one of the most delicious guests that I've ever had on the show, and she's blushing the color of these On the Menu Live Red Solo Cups. She is partner and chef here at Calmer & Co., our very good friend and certainly no stranger to this audience, the Honorable Jenny Wooters is here.
Hi.
Yes. Now look at this. Listen to the applause. Do you travel with this entourage?
No. It'd be nice, though.
Is that your ringtone? It's just a round of applause whenever somebody calls you on the phone?
That would be great, but
so,
no.
Long time since you've been on the show. I mean, I got to tell you,
I've been wanting
to get you on here. You know, breaking through your network of publicists just to get you on the radio is a feat, but we did it, and I'm so excited.
I know, I'm shy.
Because you're Jenny Wooters. So, happy spring.
Thanks.
I mean, and I love how chefs kind of use the seasons changing to inspire kind of a different interpretation, a different look at what a menu looks like, you know, how it sounds, how it presents, how it plates, how it tastes. And here we are in this great season, I think from a foodie perspective, one of my favorite seasons, when you're sort of moving in from the winter to the spring and into the warmer months. What are some of the things you're thinking about when you decide to change things up here on the Commoner & Co. menu?
I'm definitely thinking a lot lighter, lots of citruses, lots of fresh veggies, fruits, you know, stuff like that, stuff that is you don't really see all, you know, fall and winter long.
It's funny, you know, you sort of say fruit, and I actually looked at the menu, and I counted of the 23 items that are on this new seasonal menu, 16 of them. Fruit plays a prominent role on this menu. What is it? Now, is that just sort of a coincidence, or did you say, look, I really want to celebrate the freshness that fruit represents?
You know, and I didn't really notice that until you had pointed that out to me. And I think it's just, it's the way I eat. I eat a lot of roughage a lot, and I don't know, I think it adds a different flavor profile than what you're expecting. I don't think a lot of people use fruit in savory applications very much, and it just gives, I don't know, different flavor, different texture, you know. I like to mix up textures a lot.
Yeah, I mean, when you and I were talking a couple of weeks ago, you said people think fruit, they think sweet. Mm-hmm. But you really wanted to change the way people feel about it by saying, yeah, fruit works just as well with a savory profile as it does with sweet. Give us an example of something on the menu that represents sort of that savory attitude when you're bringing fruit to the table.
One that sticks out is definitely the fried chicken getting sautéed with dried strawberries. You know,
yeah,
that's kind of cool.
And that's the first, like, I think, that I've ever seen.
It adds, you know, like an element of lightness, a different flavor profile, and it, you know, it makes the dish brighter. I'd have to say another one is like our burrata salad. We pickle mango in it, you know, so now you're adding, you take that sweet and you're adding a little more sour to that dish, and, you know, burrata is so savory, and you know, it's being paired with roasted fennel, and it just, you know, again, a different texture, a different flavor, a different, just something you're not used to having.
Now, Chris, when we're talking about spring and getting into the warmer months, you know, I love how some brewers almost look at the season. They almost approach the craft as a chef would, because you really want to kind of bring out different experiences, different mouthfeels, different tastes with the beer during the season than you did when you're coming out of the winter months. Now, hearing Jenny talk about this menu, are there kind of some go-to 1055 brews that you think celebrate the spring season that way?
Yeah, that's totally true. We think there is a lot of overlap, right, between the foodie movement and craft beer, and we kind of consider ourselves foodies in addition to being beer fans. And so when we, we try real hard to show off the to steal a wine term, the terroir of Arizona.
So, seriously, so yeah,
whenever,
right.
So whenever we can, we're using local ingredients. So as we're moving into the warmer months, we're going to start making our Arizona Red Lime Wit. It's a traditional Belgian style wit beer that
good heavens.
Yeah, it's delicious. Traditionally brewed with this style of beer is traditionally brewed with dried orange peel, but we use it's called Arizona Red Limes, and it's this bright red, delicious, super sour citrus fruit. And it blends perfectly with this, with the banana, the sweetness of this beer.
Okay, we're going to be seeing that beer on tap here, hopefully at Commoner & Co. before the show is over.
Yeah.
My goodness, how thoughtful. I love that. Just a beautiful beer. One of the great items, I think, on this new seasonal menu, Ginny Wooters, is this steak. Now, you change your steak prep up from time to time. You know, you've gone to this great ribeye. You know, you've brought in some, you know, great filet. But you've got a flank now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, Nancy and I were in here a couple weeks ago trying out this new menu. I think the flank is something you don't see enough of. And you almost want to change people's perception of what flank steak is. This is a gorgeous dish.
The flank is one of my favorites. It holds the thing I really like about flank steak is I really like salty food. And flank steak holds salt so well.
Wow.
And when it's salted properly, and we actually finished the dish with like a little fresh Maldon on it, it just brings out that fat. It brings out the charring on the cast iron that we use. It brings out the house marinade that we use. It just holds flavor so well. And my God, when it's salted properly, good. I can just eat it nonstop.
Okay, she said char, fat, and salt. Yes, please, Chris.
Things, yeah.
If you can find a dish that manifests all of those in the right balance and in the right way, that's the way to do it. Anyway, Chef Ginny Wooters, executive chef partner here at Commoner & Co., thank you so much. Looks like the back of the house wants you back because they're getting busy here, and I want to thank you so much for everything that you and your team do. Thank you
so much.
All
right, thank you for having me.
We are going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, managing partners Nathan Aries and Brian Bimo Morris are going to be sharing some great news about an exciting new restaurant that's about to open, and you do not want to miss one beat. You're listening to On the Menu live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Now that summer is officially within sight, the good guys at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room in Main Gate Square will be turning up the heat for a summer barbecue bash on May 21st. This smoking hot event runs from 4 to 8 p.m. with ice-cold local craft beers from Dragoon Brewing Company, custom cocktails featuring Tucson's own Whiskey Del Bac, and a parade of locally raised pigs, courtesy of E&R Pork. Choose the whole hog plate with all the fixings for only $15, or do what I do and go all the way with all-you-can-eat hog for only $22. How will I be preparing for another summer in Tucson? With pigs, whiskey, and beer, of course. It's the Summer Barbecue Bash on May 21st at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room, 943 East University Boulevard. I'll see you there.
Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Kolb and Sunrise. This is just one of the great eateries to come. Great place that celebrates what the culinary and cocktail experience really can be. And I say I am blessed by living a mile from here. But that's just me. Our celebrity co-host is back with us from 1055 Brewing Company, Chris Squires. Always having fun with you,
thank
Chris.
You. Always.
So before we bring these next two hoodlums on the show with us, you actually brought another beer out in addition to the oatmeal raisin that really has become, I think, one of the show-stopping suds there at 1055. What else did you bring out?
That's true. And this one, Matt, I normally do not let leave the brewery. I don't sell this one to any bars or restaurants. We simply cannot make enough of this one to supply the demand. mentioned. This one is our double IPA, our Two Suns Citra.
Oh, this
double
is IPA. It. The Two Suns Citra.
Yep, and I knew this was your very favorite, so I brought just a little bit just for all of us to share. This one is 8.5% alcohol. It's brewed with one hop, and that's the Citra hop. Lots of great citrusy, piney, delicious hoppy flavors. This is one of our in-house. This is by far our most popular beer.
A gorgeous brew. Speaking of gorgeous, I have to digress for just one moment because the beautiful man himself literally just showed up. I told him I wouldn't bust him out, but yes, this is like celebrity hour here at Commoner & Co. James T. Harris of the James T. Harris Show every Monday through Friday on 104.1 KQTH from 2 to 6 is in the house. Now, I've blown your cover, man. The beautiful man is here signing autographs, doing selfies. Everyone wants to know what he's drinking. I'm already getting texts. I'm already getting Instagram notes. Anyway, James T., thanks for everything you do in this community. This community is blessed because you're on the airwaves. Let me tell you that right now. All right. Now, speaking of being blessed, we here in Southern Arizona are blessed by the arrival of these next two guys here because they together have come help to kind of redefine and recast what a great culinary and cocktail experience can be. And it doesn't just stop here with Commoner & Co., because it also happens at a great place called Prep & Pastry. And we're going to be giving you some delicious news, but bringing him back on the show now. It's been a while since these guys were on. Managing partners, capital M, capital P, of course, of Commoner & Co. and Prep & Pastry, Brian Bimo Morris and Nathan Aries are in the house. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Well, we're doing great.
Nice to have you. Now, can we hear? Let me. I don't think I hear Nathan. Nathan, let me hear you say something.
It's probably better that way.
No, I don't hear him. So there you go. He's back with us. No, we. Anyway, all I can say here is, as we sit here at Commoner & Co., surrounded by lovely ladies in there, adorning their beautiful derby hats, great cocktails, great conversation, really bringing something to the foothills that's fun and fresh. Our hats are off to you both. Seriously, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We talked a lot with Ginny Wooters about this new seasonal menu, which is off the hook. We talked about flank. You know what Ginny loves about flank? It's got great char, great fat, and great salt. Yeah. Is she kidding or what? That's it.
I'm surprised you got that many words out of her. That's awesome. She shuns BMO and I to the side. So.
Well, I told you, the back of the house is like trying to get her back because you guys are super busy here. But anyway, in addition to Commoner & Co., the one restaurant where you guys put your heads together and thought about what can you do in this community that really brings the breakfast, brunch, lunch concept together in a way that meets, let's be serious, the high expectations of people that love food. You brought Prep & Pastry to this community. How long ago now has it been?
It's 2.5 years.
Yeah, Has it been that long?
Yeah.
That seems like only yesterday, BMO, when we were talking about those lemon tarts, those charred lemon meringue tarts that you guys had made for one of the food festivals. I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, time flies, having fun, right?
That's crazy. I remember talking to you, it seems like yesterday, setting up, we're going to get some coffee stout down there. But I can't believe that was 2.5 years
ago.
That's amazing.
Coffee stout is our signature beer back for our Bloody Mary. We can't even sell it because of our Bloody Marys
That's true. One of my favorite things they do at Prep & Pastry is they sell, for every Bloody Mary they sell as a sidecar or as a back, they sell, I think it's a 4-ounce pour, right? It's a small glass of our XOXO coffee stout. We brew that one with locally roasted coffee. It's delicious, but it's the perfect back for their Bloody Mary. It's one of my favorite Bloody Marys in town.
And that's the kind of thing, Chris, that we're talking about, because even when it comes to matching, pairing, you know, a cocktail with a beer back, you look at the flavors that each represents and bring them together in a way that celebrates really what both of them are.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, we agree. I mean, that's a lot of the philosophy behind it, and finding those right pairings and bringing that together, especially with some local friends and family, it couldn't be better.
So, you know, Prep & Pastry going gangbusters down there on North Campbell. Remind all of our listeners exactly where Prep is.
It's going to be 3073 North Campbell Avenue.
Okay.
Just a couple of steps north of, we'll plug one of our favorite restaurants, Pastiche.
Right on.
We go grab the beer over there during the mid-rush. When it's crazy. I don't know if we're allowed to say that. Yeah. But,
of course you can.
It's sometimes those Sundays and Saturdays, you know, like tomorrow, is stressful. So we go to Pastiche, give them a little shout-out. And Pat over there has seen us a lot.
You know, I tell you what, Pat Connors is a great American hero.
Yeah,
he really is.
He's great.
And I think when you're thinking about the shift into the foodie culture, where Tucson really legitimately has become a world-class foodie town.
Yeah.
I think what Pat did at Pastiche back in the 90s was part of that shift, right?
Yeah, he's... That guy has saved us so many times. I mean, he can probably tell you horror stories of helping us out with our par counts. I mean, just tons of stuff. I mean, you can be a manager all you want, and just the stuff that he really helped us focus on as owners was it just really saved us. Our first 6 months, he's a great guy.
He's blushing now because he listens to this show.
Does
every
he?
Saturday.
Right.
So, yeah, big shout out to Pat.
Pat, give me a free taco next time.
There it is. I was going to go for the Pat Signature Manhattan, but anyway, that's just me. Okay, so one prep and pastry is not enough to go around in this community, boys.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
So you put your heads together and you say, we got to bring prep to the people. There's a hashtag, Chris, for this show.
Yeah, let me write that down.
Write it down. One is not enough to go around because you got this East Side contingent, this Midtown contingent that is craving prep and pastry.
Yeah.
And you, of course, in your unselfish concern for others, are giving the people what they want. We got another prep and pastry about to open up.
Soon. Yeah.
Yeah, it's around the corner. One. Yeah, no, we're shooting early June. We're just wrapping up the final pieces, and yeah, we're super excited.
I'm an East Side guy, so I'm staring at my watch, just waiting. I love the Campbell one, but I'm very excited to not have to drive quite so far, so I cannot wait.
Go ahead, Nate.
Oh, I was about to say it's you know, we're right next to Sauce, right next to Zinburger, alongside some of some real talent, just guys that we look up to. And after 1055 gave us the okay that they could supply us over there, which was honestly one of the last conversations I had.
It's on the punch list,
like,
right?
Can you guys supply this or not? And they said, all right, we'll squeeze you in. Okay. We signed the lease right after that. So.
And I love that you talked about Sauce, Zinburger Prep. I mean, this is almost becoming like a little foodie central place to go there.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, look at it as, you know, competition. We don't. We look at it as people driving it to us. And, you know, one day Zin's going to be busy and people are going to walk over to us. We're just that people won't even think about. And we're just excited to get to the East Side.
Yeah. And the East Side is excited for you to get there.
Yeah, we're excited.
So, our listeners want to know, guys, so they're familiar with the prep concept. Prep and pastry, you've defined this sort of genre. Mm-hmm. You've owned this genre. And I know you'll probably say it takes a village, and I get all that. But you guys have really staked this claim. When you opened the prep and pastry on Grant in, you said, early June, Brian, is it going to be the same? Is it going to have a little different nuance? Is it going to be how would you distinguish, compare and contrast the original prep there on Campbell with what you guys are going to be opening up here in a few weeks?
You know, it's same exact menu, same exact feel, same exact service standards. We take dinner service and really throw it into the breakfast element, I guess you can call.
Right.
And the design, it's really hard to mimic that Campbell location. I think Brian can agree with this, BMO. It's really hard to mimic that look. So we touched everything in there that we thought highlighted that original prep. The pastry case, the steel beam bars going across the middle of the restaurant. But, you know, it looks good. We're excited. We're ready. We're already training staff. One of my mentors in the back of the house, and our business partner, Brian Pracco over there.
Brian Pracco is in the house. There's Pracco right over there, everybody. Oh, he's so humble. Look.
Yeah, yeah. With his mustache, yeah. He's screaming at us we're already training people to make sure that we don't miss a step on our service aspects at the new prep and at the old prep. We don't want to lose that touch that we have over there.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I would imagine, I mean, service is the hallmark experience in this industry. And, you know, I'm sure you did this, you know, job fair and you issued a call. Hey, you know, we want to do that.
Actually, yeah, that's
a are you guys doing that right now?
Shout out for job fair, job fair, job fair, Monday.
Monday.
3 to 5. Come by prep.
Oh, no, come by the prep.
The current prep
on Campbell.
Existing prep.
This Monday from 3 to 5.
Yes.
And if you think you have what it takes, and I'm telling you, That's where
it's
I'm
not
going.
Easy.
It is not easy. Yeah.
Chris has witnessed us during midday.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
occasionally, I'll have a one of my delivery people call in, so I'm out slinging kegs left and right, and I sneak in the back of Prep and Pastry to throw some kegs in the walk-in, and it is orderly chaos back there.
I like that you throw orderly.
Yeah, of course.
No, I mean that because you're slinging out covers left and right. I cannot believe the volume you guys do, but you guys keep very tight control. Everyone is having a good time. Everyone is focused. I have not seen that in other places around town. It's awesome to see you guys work.
Chris has witnessed me having coaching moments, coachable moments, as we like to call them.
That's a nice way of saying that. He's being politically correct.
Chris, you said orderly chaos. I would have gone chaotic order.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
The highs and lows.
Potato.
Yeah, there's some big name chefs out there that pretty much said, I cannot stand you. And then finally, Virginia Wood is just an angel out of the clouds. She said, hey, you know, we went to her and said, please partner with us.
Right.
Please, we're begging you.
It's a great
you.
Catch.
She is our rock. She knows how to, she's not afraid to talk back to us. That's the key. Mm. And we like to talk, as you can tell.
That's right. Should be a two-hour show next time.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, go out to the job fair. Service is central to the Prep and Pastry and Commoner & Co. experience. And it's not for everybody. You know, to be able to become part of this story, you have to live and breathe this story. Let's be honest, I mean, even on the beer side, whiskey side, whatever, the palate is becoming a little bit more mature. Expectations look a little bit different on the from the center of the plate than they did 10 years ago. So you've got these expectations. You have a reputation that people are sort of they know about, and service is just as much a part of that experience as it is what's happening in the back of the house.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, hospitality, that, you know, that guest service, that's always been at the forefront of our philosophy, and I think that it's super important. I mean, everybody has a choice, you know, where they can spend their dollar, and if they're going to come into our restaurant, we want to know that we're going to take care of them and give them the absolute best, not just the food, because we know that Ginny's going to put out great food.
Right.
We have no doubt about that. But, you know, that service has to be there, that experience. And that's just something that we like to think that we're okay at. You know, that's a big thing with us.
Speaking about great food, Ginny's team brought out some great food for us to enjoy. We're going to break into this in just about a minute or so. But when it comes to the Prep and Pastry menu, what are the two top things that people are literally, now when I say line up, I'm saying literally they're lining up. When they come into Prep and Pastry and they occupy their space, what are the top two things that are coming out of that kitchen that people are really there for?
I'm going to have to cheat and go four things.
Okay, fair enough.
We have to. Duck confit hash, Ginny's famous for it.
Beautiful.
You know, we switched it up our style from previous locations. Cabernet braised cherries, the mousse, the potatoes blanched, then flash crisp. Just every aspect of that dish with the duck confit for 24 hours, shallots.
So 23 hours wasn't long enough for Ginny Wooters.
No. You got to see her in that kitchen, man. The new item on our menu right now that's really just stealing the show is our prep breakfast Sammy, homemade English muffin, oversized English muffin, as you see right there, over easy egg. Now, first off, before we go any further, we've invested a lot of time with Zamudio and structuring deals with them. Zamudio Farms out in Alfreda, Arizona, supplies all our eggs now. So, I mean, these eggs come through green,
fresh,
yellow. Yeah. I mean, they're not coming through white, brown. It's just they're so organic, and when we say free range, they're literally free range.
They're
walking around chickens, just picking up, yeah. So with the oven-roasted tomatoes on that oversized English muffin.
Beautiful.
Made in-house again. Spinach with a Munster cheese. That one's really taken off for lately. The steak and egg sandwich. Local-made jalapeno cheddar bialy with a house-sliced tri-tip, house tomato jalapeno jam, arugula-folded egg, and all of our French toast selections. All the breads made in-house for the French toast. And those things just fly out.
I love a place that has French toast selections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plural.
Choices.
We make it rain with French toast. Yeah, we do. Shout out to our pastry chef over there, Hannah. That's another one, just a rock star.
She's a total rock star.
She's
one of the hardest working people, I think, in this industry.
She, how she doesn't, kill us day in and day out is amazing. She should just win an award right there. So
now, what about BMO's palate? What's your go-to at prep when you walk in there when the boss is in the house? What gets plates up for the big guy?
Oh man, I don't know. My big diet that I've been on lately. I don't know. there's so many. It depends on the day, man. There's so many great things. I don't know. It's a tough call.
It's like asking you who your favorite kid is, right? Ask a parent who their favorite child is. Well, I do actually have a favorite.
I'm pretty sure I was my parents' favorite kid. I'm pretty sure.
That's right. Oh yeah, full disclosure, everybody. Yeah, come get a Katie Russell experience next time you're a commenter. Anyway, we're gonna dig in some of these dishes when we come back from our next commercial break. But we do have the opportunity to give one of our listeners the chance to get a. You want to do a prep or a commenter gift card? What do you guys want to do?
Let's actually do two winners today.
Two
let's
winners.
Do a prep and a commenter.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so a gift card for Prep and Pastry. Ooh. And a gift card for Commenter and Co.
Jackpot.
To the first person that sends us a note with the correct answer to what's our question today.
I think in honor of the Kentucky Derby, I think we're just going to look for the Derby winner. Call in with the Derby winner.
Oh, great question.
We're going to toss up a meatball there, and you can hit it out of the park.
That's right, and it's coming across the plate right in the zone. If you think you know the answer, again, the question is, who was the Kentucky Derby winner? Get to your device right now. Send us an email at onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First two people with the right answer are going to get a Commenter gift card and a Prep and Pastry gift card. And we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to get to eating. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. We are broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at Commenter and Co. I'm getting surrounded. I've got cocktails and surround sound here.
Could be worse.
Southeast Corner.
Could be worse.
Chris Squires from 1055. It's not always about beer for this beer guy. Looks like you're enjoying a cocktail here.
You know, one was put in front of me, and I suppose I should do my due diligence and check it out.
You're a giver.
I'm a giver. I'm here for my friends Nathan and BMO.
Anyway, the first couple people, you're probably already flooded our emails. We'll check that later. Who won the Kentucky Derby? onthemenulive@gmail.com. First two people the right answer get a Commenter gift card, and then we'll do a Prep and Pastry gift card. Gentlemen, let's put some of these big words to the test here. So where do you want to start our tasting, Nathan?
Let's start with the duck confit hash.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And that's right down here. Where's our duck confit hash? Is that right over there?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm unleashing my silverware, which is literally flying all over the place. So break this dish down for us again, guys.
So that's going to be our house blanched potatoes with a little bit of shallots, Cabernet braised cherries, a little goat cheese mousse whipped with the Cabernet braised cherries.
Goat cheese mousse whipped.
So that's the beautiful color I'm seeing here.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. Beautiful.
Yeah, with the, of course, the duck and the egg on top, over easy egg.
Oh, beautiful. You know, Jenny talked about the importance of sweet and savory together. this is like Exhibit A.
Yeah.
The duck is just beautifully tender, and you guys are clumping that down for hours.
Yes.
Right? Beautiful.
24, Rick? Not 23.
Yeah. 24 hours. Now, is there a beer? What's the go-to beer at 1055 when you're serving up a brew to go with this gorgeous dish?
So, like we said earlier, there is an element of foodie culture that goes into it. So I think the best way to do it is to take a step back and analyze the dish, right? So we're looking at the acid and the fat, and we're trying to decide what is best with this. This is a pretty fatty dish. There is that Cabernet, that cherry. So if I were to pair one with this one, I would say probably our Leek Pale Ale.
Seriously, that was what was going on in my head.
Yeah, it's one of our favorites. It's our flagship. We sell that one to the most bars and restaurants around town. It's the easiest to find. But the hop, we use a lot of hops in that one. And the acid content, when cut through the fat nicely in this one, it would be a great pairing.
Just listen to you talk about beer for the rest of my life.
It is one of my favorite things.
I actually don't want to. I want to eat this food, and I want to have these great cocktails, and listen to Chris Flyers talk about beer.
About beer. One of my favorite subjects.
Okay, you're making a lot of friends here, guys, with this first dish. What else we got going on?
We got the steak and egg sandwich.
All right, that's over here. Now, this is, you say, hey, people have kind of an idea in their head for what a steak sandwich looks like, what it feels like, what it tastes like. You have completely turned that upside down on this particular dish.
So it's a we like to call it a beach sand cure on it. So it's going to be garlic salt, pepper, a couple other items in there, rubbed on the tri-tip, roasted, then thinly sliced with a jalapeno tomato jam, arugula folded egg. So when we say arugula folded egg, just kind of cook a little bit of arugula, put the egg flat, flip it a couple times, fold it on up. With a jalapeno cheese bialy made locally.
Just another day at the office for Nathan Aries and Brian Morris. You know, you just say that like it's just, this is what we do with food.
Yeah.
And I love, just like Chris talked about with the beers, I love the flavor profiles. You're going to get the bitterness of that arugula. You got that the spice coming from that jalapeno jam. You know, you got this beautiful tenderness of that beef. It's just gorgeous. And talk about that, the bun again.
It's a jalapeno cheddar bialy.
Jalapeno cheddar bialy, Chris Squires.
I would get very little done if I worked here.
Okay, so
I don't know how
you guys are 2-0. This is prep. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We have time for one more tasting before we unfortunately have to say adieu. And this is the one where you're saying, no, there's a little bit of you're challenging each other on
what
we're going to eat.
Go that one over there.
Are we going to do the duck and banana?
No.
All right.
Why not?
Jenny talked about this. One of the new items on the seasonal menu here at Commoner & Co. Duck empanadas, golden raisin red chili jam, duck confit, cilantro creme fraiche, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing this without notes, guys, because this is one of my favorite dishes. Absolutely
impressive.
Beautiful. Chris, have you tried the duck empanadas?
I have not, but I would love to.
All right, go in on that, brother. Brian Morris is going to tell us again exactly where the new prep and pastry is going to be and exactly when it's going to open.
The new prep and pastry is going to be located on Grant Road right next to the Zinn Burger and, I don't know. What
Sauce.
And we're going to be sharing the building with the Sauce. It's a new building going up. You'll see it right next to that Zinn Burger there. We're super excited. Early June is when we're going to open. We're stoked. We're ready for it.
How are you guys doing for Mother's Day here at Commoner? I would imagine that you have a waiting list.
Well, we'll just say, you know, we appreciate you all thinking about it. We're full. head down to prep if you
prep is a great Mother's Day experience,
yes,
for
yes,
sure.
Yes, it is. It might be a little bit of a wait, but we might be able to invite you on in.
Yeah, we might be able to squeeze in a few walk-ins, especially some early guests that come in on Sunday tomorrow morning. But we're shocked.
My mom loves pork belly. So I feel like the pork belly Benny would be the way to go.
Prep and pastry. There you go.
Yeah.
Here at Commoner, we've got quite the list building right now. So
you got a Russell family. I don't know, eight top or something like that. We love our mothers, so we bring them to Commoner. That's how we roll. But anyway, and we got just a little bit left. Nathan, your bar manager brought over some cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
For us to try. What's the show-stopping cocktail on the table today?
You know, I'm going to go with Pretty in Pink over there. It's our take on a margarita for prep and pastry. A little couple of dehydrated rose petals on top. A rose petal lemon cordial with tequila. The whole mix of a margarita. Just done our style, you know. We take the dinner style and put it to breakfast.
And that's the way it is. What we talked about at the center of the plate here for the cuisine at both Prep and Commoner is alive and well and thriving in the glass, because the cocktail culture is really, you know, manifest here in a way that I think is just so much fun. Everything is fresh. It's like a farmer's market up there when you're bringing in local and, you know, produce and ingredients. Absolutely beautiful. But anyway, unfortunately, we have to say goodbye because the time has run out. But Nathan Aries and Brian Morris, thank you so much. Chris Squires from 1055 Brewing Company, thanks again for everything you and JP do.
Thank you for having
and bringing the governor some good beer, because it's time. All governors should enjoy good beer.
I agree.
Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Chris Squires and Brian Morris and Nathan Aries reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On the Menu Live. Right. Cheers, fellow foodies. We'll
thanks,
see you next
guys.
Week.
Thanks, guys.